Hey, good morning. What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode. I am Laquan Myers.
This is Donovan. Good morning.
And this is After the Benediction. What up, bro? You woke?
Open, though.
Huh?
I said my eyes open. I don't know if I'm woke, but my eyes open.
Dang, what time you went to bed last night?
I actually went to bed early, like 11. I think that's early.
That's early? Yeah. Maybe that could be early for you.
I ain't been feeling well yesterday. I felt like a little scratch in my throat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you wasn't feeling that good. Hey, yo, you never told me about jury duty, so you must didn't get picked.
Mm-mm.
Nope. You didn't.
I sat there. They ain't call me up to ask me any of the questions that was on a questionnaire that we had to fill out on the paper.
Right.
And then after that, they call people up for, if you get accepted after your questionnaire, they put you on a jury box, and then they ask you some biographical questions. And then, if they like your answers, they'll keep you there. I didn't get called up for any of it. I was just sitting there enjoying the show.
Oh, okay. Got you. So you sit there, like, when they asking the other people the questions?
Yeah.
Like, they ask the other people the questions in front of everybody?
Right, in front of everybody. It's this thing that they got called voir dire. And they try to find out, some stuff about each of the jurors.
Okay, and, got you.
First, you put you on a questionnaire, and then the judge will be like, if you answer yes or uncertain to any other questions, we're going to call you out one by one. But they had so many people, they didn't even get to me. And by the time they selected all 12 jurors, that was it. They gave me a call.
Got you. Hey, that's what's up, man. Yeah, bro. I was thinking this morning, I don't know why, it was just a random thought. You think maybe we should have some, like, nicknames?
I mean, I got a billion nicknames, bro. Like, I got gangster nicknames. I got silly nicknames. It's whatever to me.
Because we introduce ourselves as our regular names. Laquan Myers, whatever. Maybe I should come up with a nickname. I don't know. I'm gonna think about it. See if I come up with a good nickname.
Let's just go with what your wife.
I know.
Let's just go with what your wife called.
No.
Why not?
No.
That's your nickname?
Not just my wife. My wife don't just call me that. My whole dad's side of the family call me that.
All right, then that's your nickname.
No, that's corny. That's not even a podcast. Like, it's not even an iconic nickname. Who wants to walk around and say, if I get introduced to something, coming to the stage, give it up for Kwani. Like, who...
Man,
who's gonna say that?
Yeah, people gotta listen to it more and give you a nickname. Iconic nicknames are given. They're not made up by the person.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I don't know, man. I guess I'll come up with a nickname. I guess. We wanna thank everybody, all our listeners. We appreciate you. Don't forget to share, to like, to leave reviews. We just appreciate, what God is doing. I actually kind of like podcasting. It's actually cool. It's really cool. I think it's like something I can actually like stick to. It doesn't really take much effort. And, we're doing this like remotely. You're where you at. I'm where I'm at. We're not even really seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's like, it's cool. What you just say?
So it's like a phone conversation.
Yeah, man. It's cool. It's real cool. But today, we wanted to kind of like do like a another part to what we was talking about yesterday. Yesterday's verse was Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And it says, let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Yesterday, we talked about good works. You know, what is good works? And yesterday we covered your attitude. You know, that's good works. Things that people can see and give God the glory for. You know, your attitude. You know, how you are. How you treat people. You know, how you just, you know, go day to day. How, you know, whether you have a positive attitude, negative attitude. You know, these are things that people notice. These are things that people see. And these are things that can ultimately, you know, put somebody away from Christ, or they can lead somebody to Christ. Mm-hmm. So yesterday we talked about attitude. Today, we're still talking about good works. Today we wanted to talk about marriage. And I know everybody's not married. You know, tomorrow we're going to talk about, you know, being single, you know, still along the lines of good works, you know, letting people see your good works. You know, when I was thinking about this, I was kind of like, okay, you know, what can people see? Like the Bible says, you know, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. What about marriage? You know, can we let shine before men? You know, what about marriage? Like, is good works, you know? And I thought about me and my wife. What could we possibly do, or what, you know, that can, you know, pretty much encourage the next person that either didn't believe in marriage, that, you know, is on a fence, or that is engaged, or, you know, just, you know, help encourage the next person to be like, you know what, you know, I see their marriage, you know, I have hope. And, you know, I believe that God is blessing their marriage. I see them. Nobody's perfect. No marriage is perfect. You know, everybody do have good times and bad times. But overall, you know, to give somebody else the inspiration, be like, you know what, you know, I see God all in through their marriage. So I would just jotted down like four things, and I text them over to Donovan, you know, to get his approval. But I just jotted down like four things of, you know, when it comes to good works, when it comes to, you know, aligning your marriage up, you know, so people can be encouraged by it, so you can try to, you know, have the best marriage possible. Mm-hmm. So number one, the first thing that I came up with is you need to have respect for each other. And that's communicating with each other privately and publicly, and communicating with others. You need to have You need to have respect for each other. If you want to have a marriage that, you know, can be glorified, people can glorify God for, that can, you know, you pretty much letting your marriage shine before men. One thing that's very important is communicating with each other privately and publicly, especially publicly. It's in marriage, it's like, it's some things you don't say to your spouse publicly. It's some things, not even just in marriage, but even if you're engaged, like Donovan's engaged, it's things you don't say. It's just you should set a cap on certain things. And it's tough because some people have no filter.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have no filter whatsoever. So they just, sometimes this is just like, it's a contest on who can cut the deepest. Until you like, you, it, until you are, I can't stand your mom, or I can't, like, until you start cutting real deep, until like you get into a, you get into no man's land, like we can't even come back from this because your communication is just like so disrespectful with each other. And like privately, me and my wife, for example, like we don't, one, I don't really like to argue at all. Like, I don't, that's just not me. So most of the time I just kind of like, you know, okay, whatever. All right, babe, my bad. I got it. I'll handle it. Something like that, because I'm not really arguing. I don't know what they... I guess some people call it, can say it's being, like, passive-aggressive mm-hmm. or whatever the case is. I don't consider it being passive-aggressive. I'm just, you know what? Cool. You feel this type of way. I apologize that you feel this type of way or whatever I did to make you feel this type of way. Let's fix it and move on. I'm not the type of person that just want to sit and dwell on stuff and talk about stuff for 2 and 3 days. So communicating with each other privately is very important. And publicly, like I just said, it's just certain things. It's certain things you just shouldn't say. Certain things you shouldn't mention. And that could be me. You know, other people could be different. But it's just certain things you shouldn't say, and you should know your spouse well enough to know that what you just said rubbed them the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, with their reaction, with their body language, stuff like that. You should pretty much know. Like, if you said something, like, you can tell that if you and Kim was out, you can tell when you just said something that Kim really didn't like.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Like, it's it's almost like how could I put it? It's like if you pay attention to their reaction, because like sometimes you know people could tell like they're a little corny or try to make a joke out of something. But then you look at your spouse and they didn't laugh.
Mm-hmm. Or they went silent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of went silent and didn't laugh. Like, oh, snap. Dag, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. Like, how you feel about, like, especially, like, the communicating with each other privately and public?
Yeah, it's definitely important. I know you don't want to discuss private matters in public. If you guys, you know, if Kim and I are having, you know, a disagreement, we try to make sure it's as, you know, private as possible. We live with multiple people in this household, so it's hard to have disagreements because it's like always people around. And I notice when we are having disagreements, it's usually because I like, you know, bottle something in because I really don't like to argue either. So, you know, I just, you know, whatever, you know, let it go or, you know, whatever the case may be. And when it comes to my voice isn't as, you know, low and as discreet. So I'm yelling or you know, I'm excited, so I'm loud when I'm speaking. And Kim, you know, just looks at me like, why are you yelling? You know, basically trying to hint to me that it's not between anybody else, but it's between us. So
mm-hmm.
like, you know, a human being. So
yeah.
You know, with private discussions, they should be, you know, had in private and, you know, not in public. You know, whether it's people around or not, you know, should be able to, if people are around, you should be able to use a, you know, low tone of voice, which is hard, you know, because in the heat of the moment, you know, I know me personally, I'm excited. So I want to get out what I want to say. I want to get my word across. I want to get my point across. And It's not as effective, you know, to yell, but that's how I do it, you know. And Kim always tell me, like, you need to, you know, lower your voice, or, you know, calm down, because for one, you're not going to yell at me, and I'm a father, and two, we don't need other people to hear what we're going through, because that leads to questions, and that leads to people being, you know, into your business, and you want to keep as many people out of your business as possible, because people begin to make their assumptions about what you guys are going through, and they may not even be that deep, you know. So I live with my family. We live with my family, so it's easier for my family to, you know, take my side and look at the situation as, oh, it's Kim, or over exaggerate, you know, my part in it, or her part in it. And you know, she just always lets me know, hey man, you gotta lower your voice. This has nothing to do with anybody else. It's between you and I. And you know, let's keep it quiet. You know, that's how I feel about communication in private and public.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, before I move to the next point, another thing just touch briefly is communicating with others, and, you know, talking about letting your light shine, you know, letting your light so shine, kind of like within your marriage. You have to be careful how you communicate with others. You still want to have respect for your spouse within communicating with others. And I'm talking about flirting, saying inappropriate stuff to other people, taking it a little bit too far. You have to pretty much set a standard. Like, look, maybe you're not the one that initiated the flirting, but at the end of the day, you could say, you know what, I have a spouse, or I have a significant other, or I'm engaged, man. At the end of the day, like, you cool, but that can't be. We gotta stop it right there. And sometimes you just gotta put your foot down. You just gotta put your foot down, especially communicating with other people. You know, that's been going on since, you know, Bible times, biblical times. We could read it in the Word where people, you know, stepped outside their marriage and committed adultery. So it's nothing new under the sun. So you just have to, you need to have respect for each other with communicating with each other and communicating with others. My second point, you need to always consider your spouse. What do I mean by that? For example, you know, I don't eat dinner without my wife. Me and my wife, that's something, you know, we're at work all day. So we eat. I leave the house 5 something in the morning. So we eat breakfast without each other. We eat lunch without each other. We do not eat dinner without each other. That's something we have. And that's just like, and I feel as though, me personally, I feel as though it's inconsiderate. Because, you know, let's say I'm out, I'm running some errands with my grandma or something like that, and it get late, and my grandma hungry, I will take my grandma to get something to eat and everything. And, you know, you want something? You need something? No, I'm good. You know, I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat with my wife. You know, it's easy for somebody to just be like, you know what? I'm out. You know, I'm going to get home kind of late, whatever the case is. You know, all right, yeah, we could go ahead and get something to eat and call it a day type of thing. I don't eat without my wife. Like, it's just, that's just something we do, because I feel as though, you know, that's my, you know, that's, you have to consider your spouse. And I know my wife, if I haven't eaten anything, or if I'm not home, she hasn't eaten anything, because she don't eat without me. So whether it's 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, it can start getting real late. And she start calling me like, babe, what we going to eat type of thing, because we don't eat without each other. And that's our way of considering each other, because if I was to eat, or if I was to, you know, it may seem small to somebody, like, oh my God, it's just dinner, eat something already. But me personally, if I was like out with somebody, if I was out with you, or we had to do something real quick or whatever the case was, I'm just gonna, like, I think it's inconsiderate for me to just go ahead, get something to eat, and then, you know, I get home, oh, babe, what we eating for dinner? Oh, I don't know what you eating. I already ate.
Right, right, right.
To, like, to me, that's kind of, like, inconsiderate.
Yeah, true, especially and, about that, you know, that boundary established. I know it's times where I ate, you know, without Kim, or Kim wants to get something to eat, and if I don't want to eat it, she won't eat. And I'm like, it's fine. It's okay. You can eat. I'll be fine. I'll eat something at the house, because sometimes I don't want to eat, you know, what, you know, she wants to eat, but I still want her to eat. So it's like, at the same, we had this conflict because I'm thinking about her and she's thinking about me. She's like, I want you to eat. I want this, but because you don't want this, I'm not going to eat it. And I'm like, I want you to eat, but I don't want this, so you can eat it. I'll be fine. And that's where we, like, go back and forth. And then I'm like, okay, I'll accept it and eat what I don't want to eat because I'm considering her and I want her to eat. So it's not a small thing. It's actually, you know, a big thing.
Yeah, man. That, I mean, it may seem like something small to people, but to me, that's a big deal because I don't get to eat lunch. I mean, I don't get to eat breakfast or lunch with my wife, so I need to sit down and eat dinner as a family, like, with my wife. Right. So, to me, that's important. And another, you know, sub point I made about always considering your spouse is spending large amounts of money on certain things or on things or whatever. Just spending large amounts of money, period. That's inconsiderate. You are not considering your spouse. If you can spend large amounts of money on something, on and without, without calling or without, you know, just giving a heads up, it may be something y'all feel as though y'all need, but before you swipe that card and spend $200, $300 on whatever, your spouse is supposed to be notified. It's supposed to, that can cause a lot of conflict because, you know, we all know financial reasons is one of the number one reasons why people get divorced. So, but that, to me, that's inconsiderate because if I look at the bank statement and I seen that my wife then purchase something that was about $300, $400 or something, I'm going to have an issue. And I'm going to say, for what? Why? Like, why didn't we talk about this? Or we could have used this here. We may have needed whatever, but we wasn't in dire need of it. And sometimes, you know, me and my wife consider what we need. We consider needs two different things sometimes. Like if it was like a end table or something that she feels as though we need it in the living room, to me that's not a need. That's just a want. I mean, we don't need the table. I mean, you feel as though we need the table, but I don't. So if I was to see something like see the car being swiped for $300 for a table or whatever the table costs, if I was to see that it was being swiped for a table, something I feel as though we don't even need, we got to talk. Because that's, you know, you have to be careful. And I would say that part, you know, let your light shine. Because in my situation, my wife goes shopping with her friends a lot. My wife goes shopping with, you know, one of my cousins. She's good friends with one of my cousins, and my wife goes shopping with her a lot, and my wife goes shopping with one of her best friends a lot. So in cases like that, I say you have to let your, you know, the light in your marriage, you have to set an example, because people, you know, people kind of watching you, and people, you know, if you're in a store and you're about to spend that kind of money, be like, oh, you know, somebody could, you know, see like, wow, well, she ain't going to call her, ask Laquan or talk to him about, you know, nothing. She's just going to swipe away at the card, or she's just going, you know, it makes a difference when you tell somebody where you in a store, be like, oh, I really think I should get that. Hold on, let me call Laquan real quick, or let me text him real quick. Let me see, is it okay? Just, you know, just to let him know, make him aware of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, that says a lot, bro. That says a lot. Go ahead. You wanted to say something?
No, I just jumped in and said it sounded like Sai be out there splurging because she be going shopping a lot. But to touch on the point you just made.
She be spending her own money. Shoot, she don't be spending. She don't be spending our money. She be spending her own money. Yeah, she do go shopping a lot, but she spend her own money because I'm not a shopper.
Yeah, me either. Sometimes I'll be feeling bad, you know, going shopping. I brought myself two shirts and a pair of jeans this week. Yeah, I felt like it was, I don't know, like a burden was lifted off of me, man. Because I felt like I've been needing to buy some stuff. But I always, you know, felt bad because I always felt like it was something that my son needed. If I spent this money here, it was something that my son could have gotten, or, you know, Kim could have needed. So, you know, I kind of put myself to the back burner. But yeah, to touch on a point where, you know, reaching out to your spouse, or, you know, just the person, the significant other. I went to AutoZone, and my car kept dying. And, you know, my car kept getting jumped and everything like that. The last time I took it there, they read the battery. He said my battery was fine. So I couldn't understand, you know, why my car kept dying. Come to find out, when the guy actually didn't check my battery. He actually charged it without knowing that he charged it. So that's why he said my battery was fine. So I took it the next time. The manager of the store was like, yeah, your battery is shot. The levels aren't high enough, but your alternator is good. We're gonna have to get you a new battery. So I'm like, how much did the battery cost? And I'm like, $160. Now I had the money, you know, my account saved up, and I knew that I needed it right there in that moment. But I didn't want to make that purchase without, you know, calling Kim first. So she was asleep. I called her about three times. She called me right back before, you know, I purchased it. You know, because her phone was away from her or whatever, and she's like, we do need the battery. You know, because that's our car, so, you know, just get it, and you know we'll figure everything else out. And at that moment, I felt like, wow, considering Kim showed her, you know, some respect, that I'm just not out here, you know, making decisions without, you know, her being involved. And I feel like, you know, a lot of times as men, we got this notion that we have to handle things by ourselves, and then everybody else just has to be, I'm okay with it and accept it. But to consider your spouse, man, or your fiance or your significant other is actually what keeps you, you know, you guys closer, because she feels like she's a part of the decision making, which she should be, because she's, you know, supposed to be a helper. So
facts.
You got these other guys. Like, say, you know, if I was with my friend at the time, or, you know, somebody I was cool with, they'll probably look at me like, yo, you calling your wife for that?
You checking in?
I remember one time I had orientation, new hire orientation, and he was like trying to let us out early or whatever like that. And I was like, I gotta check with my girl first. He's like, oh, you gotta check in. And I just like laughed him off, and I'm like, You're not looking at the right way, bro. Like, I gotta make sure she's good with what I'm doing. She gotta, you know where I'm at, so she's not, you know, caught, looking like a deer caught in headlights. She gotta know what's going on. And, you know, men, we got this negative connotation on it. Like, well, he's a punk, or he checking in, or he's soft. You know what I mean? But that's actually not soft, man, because you don't want to have no problems in your relationship. Because if you got problems in your relationship, everybody going to have problems around you. So, you know, that checking in, but
Yep, that's true, man. It's extremely important, bro. Extremely. And it's just so some consideration, and it helps you, you know, further let your light shine within your marriage. And another point, I got two more points. I'm going to kind of make it quick because it's just getting kind of long. One, you need to start taking responsibility for what you do. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control yours. You know, in certain situations, people going through things, a lot of times you play the blame game. You want to, because you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. Well, in all reality, you know, why is it, are you doing 120%? Like, I'm sure some things you're not doing. Mm-hmm. And even if you look at it, I think one time someone did something. It was kind of childish, kind of petty. But she did something. I think she left something on the floor. She seen something out of place. I'm not going to say it was on the floor. She seen something out of place. But she left it there to see how long it was going to take me to move it. And that kind of like goes on what I'm saying, like take responsibility like for what you do. Like, and then when I didn't move it, or when I didn't notice it, or when I didn't do whatever she thought I should have did, I left that deer that's been sitting there for 2-3 days. I left it there to see how long it was gonna take you to move it. That's your fault.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I don't know
exactly. That's your fault because you seen it there. You originally seen it there. You was the first one to see it there, but you left it to see how long it was going to take me to do something with it. That is your fault. I don't got nothing to do with that. That's all you. How you going to blame me? And then you get mad at me because I didn't move it. You didn't move it either. Like, bro, like, I don't know, man. Look, so I guess some of the women could let us know how they feel about that. But I really don't get it, and I don't understand. I don't understand that process. You are responsible for what you do. Take control of what you do.
If you become someone else.
Oh my God, that was funny. And I just wanted to touch that one real quick. The last one, and it's kind of important, the last one, is you need to establish boundaries with people outside of your relationship. And that is your friends, your parents, your siblings. That's everybody outside of your relationship, your marriage, your engagement, whatever the case is. You need to establish boundaries. Like, you just need to know. One thing I feel as though is one of the worst things for somebody to do is to participate in helping their spouse feel like they're second compared to somebody in their family.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the I think on everything. I know they say financial is bad, you know, when y'all in the financial bind and stuff like that is bad. Financial situations, you know, kind of like help divorce and stuff like that. But for me, I think one of the worst things is having your spouse feel like they are second or third or fourth to anybody, and their spouse actually pretty much helped them feel like that. It's just like when how could I put this? Like, bound, like, just keeping your parents, like, keeping, you know, your mom, like, for you, like, your mom and dad. For me, like, my grandma. Like, keeping them out of our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because at the end of the day, to keep it real, fathers don't even really be caring like that. No. Usually it'd be the mom.
Their daughter. I touched on it before about, you know, keeping your private conversations private, you know, amongst everybody around you, whether it's yelling or whether it's going in private to talk to somebody that's not, you know, your spouse about what you guys got going on, you know, because the person you're talking to is never really on their side. You're always talking to somebody on your side that can give to let you hear what you want to hear, unless you got that true, genuine, impartial person that's going to be like, you wilding out, you know, just like that's why I talk to you, because you're impartial. Like, you know me well enough, but you also know Kim, you know well enough from what you see to understand that you would know whether it was me or whether it was her. And if it was me, like most of the times it is, you know, you'll let me know, well, I understand Kim said this, that, the third, but you did this, that, the third. So you need to go back, you know, and you need to apologize. And, you know, you guys need to work that out, because that's on you. But if you're talking to that person that's on your side, like we normally do, because it's easier. We want to, you know, stroke our ego and, you know, have our side be right. You don't want to do that. You know, that stuff private, and y'all work that out amongst each other.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And that's one thing I can honestly say. I'm not going to pacify somebody. Like you just said, if you came to me and told me about a situation and it was your fault, I'm going to tell you it was your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, that's one thing I can say. I'm not a yes man. I'm not, just because you're my boy and I knew you longer than I knew Kim, that does not mean I'm going to stroke your ego
right. And
tell you, yeah, bro, she is, man, you good, man, forget her, you good. No, I'm not going to do that. One, because that ain't right. Like, that's just not right, period. Two, I don't need you feeling as though you was right and when you was dead wrong, and then at the end of the day, because me stroking your ego and bigging you up, you go out there and do something even more stupid. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, now your relationship and your marriage is messed up.
Right.
Now your family broke apart. Now, you know, you and Kim done. And, you know, now you got to split time between AJ and stuff like that. Absolutely not. You got to think, you know, a little further down the road than just this argument.
Mm-hmm.
Like this situation, yeah, this situation may be small, but I'm still not going agree with something you did wrong. I'm going to tell you did it wrong, and you go fix it, because you know this. It can be like a snowball effect. This can go to something bigger, to go to something bigger, and go to something bigger. Like, nah, that, you know, that's just not the type of person that I am anyway. But it's just like, you know, just setting boundaries is important. Because at the end of the day, you have to establish the fact that we're in this thing together. And it's not us against the world, because the world ain't against us. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to, in a marriage, you know, we have to have each other's back. We have to really be there for each other and have each other's back. If it's something that I feel comfortable with, you know, my wife has a very close relationship with her mom and stuff like that. But if it was something I felt uncomfortable with, something I felt as though she didn't need to share with her mom, something that I felt as though didn't need to be said, or something that I feel as though is not her mom's right to voice her opinion, I'm going to say it. I'm just at the end of the day, life too precious to just go on and tolerate certain things. So I'm just going to say it. One, don't, you know, that didn't need to be mentioned, and or whatever the situation is, you know, technically that's none of her business. So I appreciate if she don't say nothing about it, because that's none of her business type of thing. You know, I'm just going to say it. So it's just like, you have to set boundaries. And these things, you know, respecting each other, considering each other, taking responsibility for what you do, and establishing boundaries, you know, with people outside of your relationship. These four things, like, I promise you, if you start implementing them in your marriage, your relationship, like today, it will change your relationship, and it will allow God to flourish in your relationship. Like, it really, really will. These are things that, you know, me and my wife live by. Like, we live by now. And it wasn't always easy. Everything, every last step wasn't always, it didn't come in the beginning. But as you live, you learn. So as we kept on living and we keep learning, we know that these things are necessary. Having respect for each other, how you conduct yourself with other people, you know, having consideration for each other, you know, taking responsibility for each other's actions and our own actions, setting boundaries. These are things that will save your marriage. They will save your marriage like it, in a heartbeat. Like, it's crazy. So, I mean, bro, you want to, anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, nothing else I wanted to touch on. I think,
you know, I do want to say, by, well, you know, as a disclaimer, by all means, I'm
not perfect, you know, when it comes to
relationships and, you know, life in general. So I'm not sharing, you know, what I'm sharing to, you know, tell people how to live their lives, or even say that I'm living my life the way that, you know, I'm expressing on here. It's just trying to live the right way. And I think, you know, the way I'm learning and what I'm learning, you know, is good information for, you know, for those that are, you know, trying to live the life that, you know, Christ wants them to live as well. But I am in no means perfect. I do have my ways, and I know that everyone that, you know, for God, and, you know, the people around me that, you know, that love Christ as well, then I wouldn't even be, you know, on this podcast. I wouldn't even be, you know, mentioning anything, or even, you know, trying to talk about anything. So I just wanted to, you know, put that out there, disclaimer that I am not perfect, and I am not telling anybody how to live their life. I'm just sharing experiences from what I know and my walk, you know, with Christ, and, you know, how I'm trying to live the right way. So.
Okay, bro. I feel you. And that's true. That goes for me too. I ain't perfect. I still have things I gotta work on. And just because, you know, it's just because we're speaking on it doesn't mean, you know, we're perfect. Like, we perfected these things. Like, we, you know, we ain't perfect these things. But at the end of the day, I do know that, you know, these will change your marriage and change your life. And yes, these are things that me and my wife practice. But like I said, we practice it. We haven't perfected it, but we practice it. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God from time to time. But, you know, you know, we thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. And this is just amazing. Bro, I thank you for, you know, being here with me and sharing this podcast with me. I appreciate you, man.
No doubt.
For everybody that's listening, please, if, you know, if this message, if this podcast has blessed you in any kind of way, please do not hesitate to share it. Please, if you know anybody that can use it, that can it can minister into their life and help change their life, please don't hesitate to share with them. You know, share, you know, after the benediction with them. And we appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you again tomorrow. All right.
Good day. Good night.
All right, man. Peace out, bro.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.